The question today is, what do you believe concerning an apostle? Well, the word apostle is the word means one sent on a commission to represent another person. The person sent being given credentials and special authority and the responsibility of carrying out the orders of the one sending him. And of course, that is the definition of the 12 apostles that the Lord called. He did call 12 apostles, and they're listed by name, and I'll not go into their names. And one of them was the devil. We know Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when he did that, that was the beginning of the New Testament church. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 18, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And then and the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 28, he made it very clear there that God set forth some in His church, first apostles. So when He called the apostles, the 12 that we know by name, and placed them in, that's the beginning of the New Testament church. And a church is a local visible body of baptized believers who meet together to glorify the Lord. And so He called them together and ordained them and sent them forth as the early New Testament church. That would happen during His earthly ministry. That wasn't on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the Lord empowered the church. He didn't start the church on Pentecost. He empowered it with the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Of course, He gave power to His early nucleus of the New Testament church even before that time. But there's where the Holy Spirit came on that day. And of course, He added to the church such as He should be saved that day. And that was, of course, you can't add to something unless it's already something in existence. So the 12 apostles are the foundation of the New Testament church, if you please. And so we know that whenever Judas Iscariot, of course, he was the devil, and the devil entered into him, and he fully was demon-possessed to the point that he went out and betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And, of course, Jesus died on the cross, resurrected after 3 days, and walked upon this earth for 40 days, or at least part of the time. He's walking on the earth. He was seen by many people during that period of time. 1 Corinthians 15 lists a large number, 500 at one time, plus the other that saw him, individuals, women, and disciples and whatnot. But yet, we see as he walked upon this earth, he left out, of course, in Acts chapter 1 on the Mount of Ascension and ascended up into heaven. And the Bible says this same Jesus will so come in like manner as you've seen him go. But when he left out, he told the disciples, and of course that was the apostles and the disciples, because there's 120 of them gathered in that upper room at that time. Now remember, we're now down to 11 apostles that he's chosen, because the 12th one was Judas Iscariot, who betrayed our Lord. So he chose them, and they went up in the upper room, and they prayed some, sure. Some people said they prayed the power of God down. Not so, because the Bible said in Acts chapter 1, that he promised the Spirit not many days hence. Now, they didn't know exactly how many days it was, but in 10 days was Pentecost. That's the Feast of Pentecost, and that's the day the power of God fell. That's the day the Holy Spirit entered into every believer at that particular time. But here they are in the upper room, and somebody says they prayed. They just stayed there, fasted, and prayed. Well, Luke says that they were seen walking through the streets of Jerusalem from time to time during that period of time. So it wasn't just all automatically stayed there and prayed. But we know also while they were in that room, according to Acts chapter 1, verse number 21, we know that they had a business meeting per se, and because they cast lots and they voted on someone to take the place of Judas Iscariot. It talked about him falling. It said in verse number 20 of Acts 1, for it is written in the book of Psalms, "Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take." And that means the office of apostle let another take. He fell from the office of apostleship. He didn't fall from salvation. He never had salvation. He never was saved. And so therefore, when they had this business meeting, now whether or not this is a scriptural business meeting or not, I know not. We know some people say it's not, some people say it was. But the thing about it here, he said in verse 21, "Wherefore of these men," meaning the men that's meeting in that upper room, "which have accompanied with us all this time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Now, they're saying these men that went around, they've got to be a witness of his resurrection. Evidently, all of them in that upper room wasn't a witness at that time. Not for certain about that, but it's a good indication of that. But he said, whoever we choose to fill the office of apostle in Judas Iscariot's place, he's got to be a witness of the resurrection of Jesus. Not just the empty tomb, not just the hole in the rock, if you please, empty it. No, no. He had to actually see the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they chose two. They chose one. Verse 23 says they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, and whose surname Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, thou which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell. Not salvation, but apostleship, but that he might go on in his place. And they gave forth their lots, and their lots fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Now, Matthias was numbered with the 12th apostle by the church. Whether or not that's an accurate thing that should have been done, I know not. But yet I do know that Paul said that later that he spoke about a group in which they actually saw the people, saw the Lord Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus. And he said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 as he began to list some people and seen above 500 at one time. And verse number 8 says this in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, And last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. In other words, he wasn't born. He didn't live during the time that Jesus walked upon this earth. So he never laid eyes upon Jesus before or after the resurrection. He never laid eyes upon him during those 40 days. But the Lord appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus and revealed to him that he was the risen Savior. And he got a good look at him in that sense at that particular time. All the brightness that caused him in his eyes, even to where he couldn't really see good for a period of 3 days. Now, Paul wasn't saved on the road to Damascus. A lot of people say he was, but Acts 22:16, it says of his testimony, he said when Ananias came over there, he told him he needed to rise and call on the name of the Lord and be saved and wash away your sin. Your sins, his sins had not yet been washed away. So therefore, he was not saved on the road to Damascus, but yet the Lord revealed himself to him. And so therefore, he was saved 3 days later on the street called Straight down in Damascus. Now, he said he was one born out of due time. Now, it seems to me that possibly God intended for Paul to be that 12th apostle. I can't prove that exactly. I do know that the foundation stones are going to be of the New Jerusalem. Talks about the foundation stones there, 12 of them, with an apostle's name on each of them. And folks, I'll tell you, I believe Paul's going to be there in that 12th position at that time because he was an apostle. He had to really stress that over and over again. In fact, many of the people didn't believe that Paul was an apostle. They discounted his claim to be an apostle because he hadn't been a witness of his resurrection as what it amounts to. And so therefore, we see then that Paul said he was and he declared to be apostle as one born out of due time. Now, I know in the Scripture there's times that this word apostle is used, talking and it's identified such as the Apostle James, as sent. It means just one sent in that sense. But as far as the biblical representation of the apostle, there is no more after Paul. There is no more apostles after Paul. No more today. Now, you've got men that will get on the TV and the radio and tell you they're an apostle or apostle, some of them call themselves. Not so. They're not so. They are not have witnessed the resurrection of Jesus in actuality. They've not done that. Now, I understand that the use of the word sometimes in the Scripture when it's talking about just someone that's sent. But for as far as biblical apostles, there are no more today. God set forth some in the church, first apostles, in other words. Now, the Lord gave gifted men to the church whenever he resurrected and came forth out of the grave. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11, that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastor and teachers. Now, these are gifted men that God's given to the church. He gave apostles to the church, the early New Testament church, and he gave prophets to the early New Testament church. Now, if we study the scripture rightly and go over to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, verse number 1 and 2, you'll find that he spoke this. He said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath, and that's before the cross is what it amounts to, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the world. So he spoke, he's speaking to us now by his sons, not by prophets. We have no more prophets today in the church. And I'll tell you, we don't have any more apostles in the church. Those two gifted men have passed off the scene as far as the church is concerned. There are no more of them today. In fact, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 9 and 10, he makes this statement. This is the love chapter, but after he gets done speaking about what all charity or love in action does, he comes down and says in verse number 9, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. In other words, we know that that which is perfect is the Word of God. We have the completed Word of God, and we no longer need a prophet, a foreteller, to tell us what's happened, what's going to happen, nor do we have apostles that's the foundation of the church anymore in that particular thing. What we have today, as Ephesians said, we have evangelists and some pastor and teacher. Now, evangelist is one who preaches the gospel, and that's his primary purpose, is like an itinerant preacher of olden days, a circuit-riding preacher who preached, and he wasn't concerned with all the, superintending the church as far as the business end of the church. But he gave pastor, teacher, and that's one person, pastor, teacher. Every pastor is not only a preacher, he's to be a teacher. One of the qualifications of a bishop is to be a teacher. And he said he did that for the perfecting of the saints that they might serve him and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So today, we no longer have the apostles. We no longer have the prophets. And if anyone says he's an apostle, he's not so in a Bible sense. He's not so. In fact, most of them believe in falling from grace. They believe in losing their salvation, so they don't even have truth. They're not even saved, is what it really boils down to, if you don't know the truth of the matter. We have no more apostles, we have no more prophets, but we have evangelists and teachers today. So therefore, the apostles, what do you believe concerning an apostle? God instituted for the foundation of the church, and there is no more today apostles today. We have pastor, teachers, and evangelists to preach the gospel and to take care of the church that today, that the church may be edified. May God get glory in that. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.